Welcome to the Local Point. My name is Andrew Day and I'm the Conservative Group Leader at Warwick District Council. This is an informal kitchen table conversation with people who are shaping the policies and programs touching lives right across the district. Together we'll be thrashing through some of the real issues we're working on that affect all corners of our local community. Welcome everybody back to the Local Point yet again. We've got a fantastic lineup for you today, as we're going to explore the civic duties of the mayors of our towns, and in particular the important role that they play in connecting and gluing our community together. It's often an unseen role, so I'm really, really pleased today to have with us Councillor Barry Franklin, here with us from Whitnash, currently Deputy Mayor of Whitnash, but previously Mayor and bound to be Mayor again. So welcome, Barry. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And we've also got Councillor Oliver Jarques, who is currently Mayor of...
Jarques.
I'm sorry. How long have I known you? I'm calling you Jarques. I've always given you a very French Jarques, but it's Jakes.
It is, yeah.
Councillor Oliver Jakes. Yeah. I'll get it correct.
I'm happy with either.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Jacques sounds elegant. And
ever the diplomat, the mayor of Warwick. So welcome, Oliver.
Thank you.
Have you here, mate. I've normally called you all sorts of rude things, never properly by your last
name. I'd be too polite to counter you. So.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Gents, thanks for coming. If I may, just for the benefit of listeners, there is a distinctly different role for the mayor, even though you're elected councillors, than it would be if you were a portfolio holder or member of cabinet in your respective councils. And the equivalent in the district council and the county council is the chair of the council. So at the moment, that's Sydney Syson, in particular at Warwick District. It's also a role that's pretty apolitical in many ways. But a very, very important role in my experience. So Barry, can you tell me a bit more about, how many towns have we got in Warwick District to start with?
Four. Kenilworth, yeah. Warwick, Royal Leamington Spa.
Royal Leamington Spa.
And Whitnash.
So again, Whitnash is the most recent of
it's
the four.
It's the junior. In the mid-1990s.
Mid-90s.
Like, I can't remember the exact date, to be honest.
Okay.
But Bernard Curtin, leader then, fought and fought, and he got us made a town.
Right.
And once you're a town, you can have a mayor.
So what does it mean to be a town as opposed to a parish, apart from having
a
mayor?
More power.
More power.
And,
okay.
Well, not power in such as like that, but you're looking after. It gives you a bit more respectability, I think.
Because
parish councils and small parishes tend to be well below the thing. But if you're a town, you can always argue, we're one of the towns, don't forget us.
Okay.
That's what I always do.
Okay.
Especially when the courier don't put it right.
No, the probably our difference is in terms of budget and what you can organise.
Mm-hmm.
So I think certainly in Warwick, the town council has the role of like organising events in the market square. It has a community budget, a tourism budget. There's kind of money to go out for grants. Mm. I think as a town you have clearer civic functions.
Okay, so you know, we weren't in the resident as I am of Bishop's Tatchbrook, growing very, very quickly.
Yeah.
It too might become a town one day.
It might do one day if you can get it through the process.
So is it just about size though?
It's about size and whether you can persuade the powers that be that you should be a town.
Okay.
You know what that's like.
Yeah. But it's not like, say, for a city. The description of city, and I know there's a lot of competition, and we had hoped that maybe Warwick might have become a city. There was a bid put in, wasn't it, in the last council? But to be a city, the old thing was you needed a cathedral and
a
university.
You don't need a cathedral to be a city.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Okay.
It's the historian coming out.
So what is it that you need to be a city?
You've just got to make the due case to
okay.
to the royal the committee that appointed makes it a city.
That's right.
And they give it out like, it's a bit like largesse, isn't it? We're going to make you a city.
Okay.
And then you get more credence and things like that.
So in the same way that the city gets more credence than a town gets more city than more credence than a parish, so to speak.
I think it also comes down to what budgets are available and what support you get from central government. Mm-hmm. So I think as a city, the mayor is Lord Mayor, I think, as a city.
Correct.
So that person has more civic responsibility, I think.
Okay.
And the duration of the mayorship may not be just 1 year, which it is for the town.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's come to that. So I'm going to, just staying with you, Barry. For Whitnash, when you were mayor, you were elected by the other councillors, is that correct?
You're elected by your fellow councillors, and you get recommended, and you get seconded.
Yeah.
And they say, we recommend somebody else nominate you, somebody else send it, and it goes to the vote.
Right.
And nobody ever votes against.
So it's usually uncontested.
It's usually uncontested, that's the word to use.
Yeah.
And really, you think, we try to get everybody who wants to be a mayor, to be the mayor at one time, and you're going to have times when people pass away and they can't do it, or you've got people who have heavy work commitments, and doing the job of mayor, if you've got really heavy work commitments,
can be quite challenging.
It's next to impossible. And I'm quite envious of people who've got a full-time job like our present mayor, but still throws himself into being mayor.
Yeah.
Whereas it's easy for me because I'm 12 years retired.
Yeah.
And but you're still very busy.
You're still very busy, Barry. So, Oliver, just take us through. So, you get elected unopposed. Do you get? Is it like the speaker? Do you get dragged to the chair? Almost.
Well, there are conversations. So everyone's aware that that there's a new cycle coming up. So a 4-year term at the council. Mm-hmm. And so once a new term starts, then thought is given to who.
So it's in May. It's in May at the annual meeting. Is that the normal time?
Yeah.
And then you serve as mayor for a 12-month period.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know about it beforehand, or does someone just tap you on the shoulder and say, ha-ha, you're going to be nominated tonight? How does it work?
I don't try to remember. It tends to emerge in conversations.
Okay.
How formal it is, I'm not sure, but certainly in Warwick, it tends to go by your length of service as a councillor.
Okay.
And also the number of votes that you obviously got you elected.
Okay, so in your case, as the only Conservative councillor on Warwick Town Council, in fact, on any council, I think, town council at the moment, in Warwick District, in Warwick and Leamington, I should say, you were supported in this role, you were voted in by Labour councillors.
No.
Was it done? How does that work?
During the last council.
Okay.
When we had a Conservative majority, there were 13 of us. In the Conservative group. We're quite clearly the majority.
Mm-hmm.
There were.
So you were their parting gift.
Well, I was meant to be deputy mayor this year.
Okay. Hang on, how did that happen then? Give me the run. So who was going to be mayor and what didn't get elected? Okay.
Politics can be brutal.
Yes, it can. Yeah.
Noel Butler, who's been a longer serving councillor than I have, it really was his turn to be mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And he served the town really well over many years. Yes, it was agreed last year that he would become mayor this year, and I'll be his deputy.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, to be mayor, you have to be an elected councillor.
Mm-hmm.
It was a surprise for many.
And for you particularly, I guess. So it fell on you after the elections. You were put forward and supported by your... Okay. So, Barry, but in Whitnash, where you're all, radical Whitnash... Independents, aren't you?
Yeah, we're all independents in Whitnash. The Whitnash Residents Association.
Very good.
As some people call us, the People's Republic.
How do you organise it? Do you talk amongst yourselves and say, right, this year is your turn?
Part of the conditions, if you want to come on to Whitnash County Council, we expect you to be a member of the Residents Association.
Of course.
Okay. Because the reason we're there is to serve the people of Whitnash.
Of course.
And if you park there and everybody knows who you are, when you're out and about, people come and talk to you.
Mm.
So we have a 15 Whitnash Residents Association councillors on our town council.
Okay.
And then we have our odd meeting of the WRA, most time we get on. But as you can imagine, even within all organisations...
Oh, tell me about it, yeah.
Well, yeah, but even on the independent... Yeah. We all tend to... We can have different views, but in the end, we come to a consensus. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. And I'm a great believer in consensus.
Mm.
That's why I hate arguments and when you get all sorts of games going on. I quite like... When I got co-opted on because somebody had died, I said, as long as I'm not going to be a political party, if it's independent, I'll do it.
During our last term on the district council, it was quite obvious to me how kind of cohesive the Witness group was.
Yeah.
And I mean, you do come across as a kind of independent republic, you know, but it kind of works.
But it means amongst yourselves, you go, right, Barry, you do it this year, and then someone else do it the year after, and then you try and you plan it amongst yourselves.
We plan it really so that everybody gets a turn. Not Buggingston, that's a horrible word, but if somebody really wants to do it, then we talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned, Oliver, that it's quite often the more senior councillors that might end up as mayors or as chairs of district or county. And I guess that's a benefit because you've got some experience and understanding how the council works. But in that sense, do you actually run the council meetings? Are you like the chairman of the meeting as well?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So as a mayor, you are entitled to go to any committee meeting, but you can't run it.
Mm-hmm.
You are entitled to have your say.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the normal.
So you've got meetings. Various working committees within your council that cover finance or whatever,
planning,
etc. So you could attend any of those meetings, have your say, but you're not chairing those particular meetings.
Not those meetings, those functional committees.
Mm-hmm.
But every 6 weeks or so, there's a full council.
Right.
And I chair the full council meetings.
And do you get dressed up for that?
Yes.
What do Warwick get dressed up in?
Robe up is the correct word. Yes,
you come in your bathrobe or something.
I think we get thrown out if we did.
So is it a multicoloured thing, or is it like going to a university graduation robe? Or
they're similar to graduation gowns. So
do you
black.
Do you wear black? Okay.
Black, yes. But,
do you wear
but,
a hat?
We have our
of
hat.
Of your own choice, or do you
No, the uniforms or kind of the type of gown and the.
So it's quite traditional.
It's very traditional. It has its roots in the old guild hall.
Okay.
Members of the guild,
okay.
Who were the forerunners of the town council.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking 16th century.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just great that Warwick carries those traditions on.
Absolutely. So and what about in Witness? Do you get all dressed? Have you got funny hats or anything like that?
No, we don't do funny hats. We don't do gowns.
Okay.
But I must admit, last year when I was mayor and went to the Warwick's mayor making,
mm-hmm.
it was wonderful in Warwick Castle.
Mm. Yeah.
You're in that big hall with all those swords on there.
Oh, yeah, it's a very special space.
I still think all councillors should wear a sword.
Yeah, I think we'd have trouble with that.
Yeah, but it was interesting and seeing the traditions.
Mm.
Being a bit of a historian, I like tradition. I don't like people who won't follow tradition, especially at local government level.
Warwick does regalia and tradition really well.
Yeah.
So just staying, as a mayor, though, you do wear insignia over and above your gown, which you wear at meetings. You wear what's called a chain, correct? So you wear a chain in Whitnash?
Yeah, we have a chain for mayor, and we have one for deputy mayor.
Both okay.
And if you've got a consort, you have a little one for the consort.
Right.
For each job.
Right.
And you wear your chain.
Okay.
And some people, you send your form out to people who say, can you come and do this?
Yeah.
And they send back, do you want the chain? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Redress, etc.
Okay, so...
Will the mayor talk to us and do a speech or something like that?
Okay, we'll come to that in a moment. But you're talking about the events and activities you do. But so you would dress in a lounge suit, I guess, with your gold chain on, and that signifies that you are the mayor.
Yes,
and you would attend...
You're basically the head of the council for a year, I look at it.
Very much
like
so.
It's like a super chairman.
Yeah.
And you
chair the meetings?
Chair the town council
meetings. Town council meetings.
But I was also chair of the planning committee.
Right.
One of my favourites. jobs.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I shared that, but not as mayor, I shared that as me.
Okay. You as a councillor.
I think it is important to come across as apolitical, isn't it?
Yeah.
As mayor.
Yeah. Definitely.
You're there to represent the town and to be a cohesive figure for other members of the council.
Yeah.
And I guess you're the protector of the democratic tradition of the town. Yes. Those meetings need to run properly, and due process needs to be done and seen to be done. So you're responsible for that.
Yes, and to be honest, in this first year of the new council, where I am the only Conservative member, it does help to adopt an apolitical role.
Oh no, I quite agree. I can see because you are serving a role, not a political function.
Yeah.
But then, so that's the formal work bit of the job, so to speak. But then you guys also have a great social life, don't you? I mean, the chain gang, as you call it.
The WhatsApp group, you mean.
The WhatsApp group. I mean, everywhere you've got mayors of our four towns, you've got the chair of district, you've got chair of county.
Well, it extends as far as
Stratford,
South
and then surrounding authorities.
Rugby, Banbury.
Solihull.
Solihull.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's quite a wide net it covers.
Yeah.
And the great thing about going to all these events they put on, whether it's the civic service or whether it's the civic dinner, is it's great networking.
Mm.
And you pick each other's brains, I find, and pick up ideas.
Yeah, you get to gossip about who's doing what.
Well, you go and talk, and the dues are usually fairly good.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, you win the raffle and come home with a great big bottle of champagne.
Even better.
Yes, yeah.
So, but it's quite... In a sense, it's a good... You're representing your town alongside other members of the chain gang. Mm. So who's got the smartest chain?
Oh, well, you know...
Warwick has.
Warwick's
chain is wonderful.
So come on, why is your chain bigger or better than anybody else's, so to speak?
More expensive.
Yeah.
Well, it is quite substantial in size.
Is it heavy?
It is heavy. Yeah. So you have the central medallion, I think.
Do you have to go into training to become mayor of Warwick?
It's useful to have that weight around your shoulders. It's a reminder of, you know...
Of the office.
Of the significance of the office. And it's good.
So what's the history of your chain, and why is it so... Why is it best of all of them?
Okay, so its history goes back to the 1880s. And it was funded by the members of the council at that time to mark 50 years since the formation of the council. In its form, there was the Municipal Act of the 1830s. And so it was to commemorate 50 years since then. And I suspect possibly members of the council looked around and saw what other mayors were doing, and thought, well, we should have a decent chain of our own.
Mm.
So it's So it's a beautifully put together piece of regalia, all sorts of symbols, coats of arms. You obviously have the bear and the ragged staff,
of course,
and the castle.
It's an impressive. Set up Warwick.
And do you have to? You've got to stitch it so you can hang it on your suit. Don't you have to put things on your suit?
Yes. So every jacket that I now wear,
Oliver's holding up his sports jacket. He's got hoops on his jacket to put. Yeah. So is it? Am I right, Oliver? Oliver, does some bloke follow you around to make sure... It's not to protect you. You could get stabbed to death. It's to make sure the chain doesn't go walkabout.
Well, yes. I think for insurance purposes, there has to be someone there, not to protect me so much, but it is the chain.
The chain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know my place.
That has its own... I'm sure it's a fantastic bit of bling. It has its own limitations there. Whereas I guess you're more functional, aren't you?
It is more functional. It's more modern.
More modern.
It was donated to us, our chain, many years ago.
Yeah.
And every year we put a little thing on, put the name of the mayor that year.
Okay.
And this year we've had to put an extra ring of little tablets, lozenges on.
Yeah.
Because we're running out of space.
Very good.
And you go and everybody likes to see the chain, so you go in as you are, then as soon as you get to the place you go and get the chain out, the briefcase. And then you go. It's great with children in schools.
Yeah. I was going to say, Barry, because your events you go to are very diverse. Obviously, you've got the more civic ones where you go and support other local authorities when they have their civic services and various other things. But you also, you said you go to schools and so on.
Yeah, I had great fun going to the schools in Whitnash. We've got Bra Hills and Margaret's.
Mm-hmm.
and the Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there to reopen their library.
Fantastic.
And as I came out of the room, all the 200 kids wanted fist bumps.
Did they?
So that was great. And
The chain, sorry, it's a great conversation starter.
It is.
So I had the opening of the police comms operational centre on the business park in Warwick, so back in June or July.
Mm-hmm.
And the Duke of Gloucester came to open it,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was one of the first events that I went to. Such a high profile event,
mm-hmm.
and we stood there in line, and the Duke arrived in his car, and I thought I knew what I was going to say, and just keep it simple, keep it polite, and you know, and he made his way down the line, and he got to me, and he said something. That's a very interesting chain. You know, it must have a lot of history, and it was kind of with the expectation that I would then enlighten him about the history.
Yeah.
And that's when I realised I hadn't done my homework. So I told him what I knew, but that prompted me to go back and do
more work.
Yeah,
because of course he's quite an eminent architect, historian, and you know, he's very well read.
He's an interesting guy.
And the difference in the chains is one thing, but then again, I guess the sorts of events you go to, you must see each other a lot.
Sometimes, not a lot.
Not at the moment, but last year I kept Parminder Singh with Mayor
Warwick. Yeah.
And he used to be mayor. He's the only person I know who's been mayor of two towns, because he was mayor of Whitnash as well.
Indeed, yeah.
Which is unique, but you go and you talk to each other and have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
He put an event on at the Gurdwara.
Yeah.
Which was excellent.
It was.
And very interesting to actually
see
the inside rather than that great golden dome that shines and you know you're nearly home when you're off the motorway.
So as mayors, you must get unusual insights. You go into the schools.
Yeah.
You obviously have to attend all your own council events and activities. Yeah. Mm. But then, and you also go to neighbouring authorities to go to their events. Mm. What's the most unusual thing, Oliver, you've done so far as mayor of Warwick? And don't need to mention any names. I mean, if you...
I try to make each event I go to memorable.
Yeah.
And I'll look for some opportunity to learn from it, and mm-hmm. if there's an opportunity to engage, or, to make the experience something which is memorable. And, you know, so I think... Well, there have been many memorable events. What comes to mind is Compton Verney.
Oh.
There was a tremendous exhibition of Quentin Blake's work called Birds and the Beasts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to it. It was fabulous. Absolutely amazing.
The Audubon display was brilliant as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And it was so well organised by Compton Verney, a great team there.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of the event, they brought in parrots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's like three parrots and their keepers. Where they got the parrots from, I don't know. And so the team there.
Were you like Captain Hook or whatever, with a parrot on one shoulder, with your chain on, and the whole bit?
They were inviting anyone there to take the parrots onto their arms and shoulders, and just for the experience. And I was stood there in a kind of quiet moment. I thought, well, why not give that a go?
Would have been a great photo.
I have the photos.
Okay, would have been a great photo.
On Facebook.
So what about you, Barry? What's been you must have been, when you were mayor and now as deputy mayor, what were some of the most interesting things you've been to?
What have I done? I enjoyed visiting the schools. I'm a great believer in encouraging the youth.
Yeah.
Mm. I went to Campion School and Andy's Head Awards for all the people who were successful. Not the top of the thing, but the people in the classroom.
Ah.
And I was on stage saying, very well done.
Yeah.
And one thing or another. I went to the junior school in Whitnash, the really little ones.
Little.
I went there and they were asking me questions. They all lined up.
Mm.
So I thought, I've got to give them something to remember. So I took the chain off and the teacher took a picture of each of them with a chain round their neck.
And they could be future mayors. Absolutely good idea.
I went to one of the other schools, St Margaret's, and the school council wanted to ask me questions.
Yes.
When I heard the questions, I thought, you haven't written that. That's your dad.
Yeah.
And he says, when you were my age, did you always want to be a mayor? I says to this lad, I said, when I was your age, I didn't know there were such things. And I still don't know how I got to be a mayor, but still. What was the unusual? Oh, I had an invite off the Spa Opera Group to go to Spa Centre for Kinky Boots.
Very good. Okay.
And I said yes, and then wrote. The best example of people working with Warwick District Council, Rose, in the information centre.
Yes.
She said, is that you going to this? She said, I'll get you front row seats.
Very good.
And afterwards, myself and the Mayor of Leamington went and had a picture taken with the drag queens from Kinky Boots.
Very good.
And it was great. And everywhere you go, people are so good.
Mm. Well, I think we cover cradle to grave, I think, essentially.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Brilliant, isn't that?
Yeah. So do you get out to the schools in Warwick as well, Oliver?
Yes. Yeah. What comes to mind was going to a couple of events, one particularly at St Mary's. Mm. So it was organised by the Warwick Rotary Club.
Mm. That must be something, wearing that chain in St Mary's, one of the most impressive churches in England. You must have just feel history's weight, not just the weight of the chain, on your shoulders.
Beautiful setting.
It's stunning. Yeah. Yeah.
So the event was bringing seven schools together.
Yeah.
As a celebration of the kind of it's like choir. I think it was part of the Warwick Singing Town program, which is one largely with the help of the Warwick Schools Foundation. It's just great to see an opportunity for state schools, private schools, come together in that setting and showcase, you know, the best of what they've been able to practice and learn over the year. So that was so
that
rewarding,
was really,
and it was just great to talk to the children afterwards and the parents. There was a similar event at Warwick School. Again, part of that was weaving Warwick stories. That's right.
Right.
So it's the same teams going out to schools and going to classrooms and engaging with teachers and asking pupils at schools in Warwick to think about putting stories about the town to music or poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So that was showcased again. That was at Warwick School. Absolutely tremendous events.
You must learn a lot in these roles, I'm sure. Do people think you run the council? I mean, because do you get harassed about the bins or about planning applications?
Not so much.
No, you don't get that so much. But I always say, if people ask you a question and you can't answer, you should always go back to them and answer.
Yeah.
I'm a great believer of people complain to you about something you don't do. The email show, you actually go and ring them up or go and talk.
Speak to them personally if you can.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, because you're still a councillor.
Yeah, you're still a councillor.
You may be mayor or deputy mayor this year, but you're still a councillor.
Still a councillor.
You're still accountable to your electorate.
In Wignash, we all wear in winter fleeces with WRA on.
Okay. So if you come across a matter, you'd take it to the leader of the council if it was a leader that needed, if there was a question that they needed to
answer. Yeah.
What I do is, depending on who it is, because we're lucky, WRA represent our town at district, county and town.
Yes.
So it usually ends up on Judy.
Yeah, Judy Felt. Yeah. Yes, whom we've had in before.
But yeah, I saw
as,
it.
But as leader of the
town.
Yeah,
but and then it gives us ways and means to get into the people we need to.
Yeah, that's good.
I think because we've both been councillors, we kind of built up contacts over our time as councillors, which helps to signpost any queries.
So in some ways you are like the king. You have a sort of ceremonial role like the king does, and you've got to hold, the responsibility for the democratic process to be carried out. But on the other hand, because you are actually an elected councillor, you also have to fulfil that
responsibility.
You have
your duties.
Interesting.
They're different hats.
Yeah.
So as a councillor, you wear your hat, and therefore you should be engaging with your constituents day to day and answering their queries. And I always get a lot of satisfaction from that.
Had somebody write to me as mayor, email, put his phone number on the button, and said, I don't suppose you're going to talk to me. So as soon as I read it, I rang him up.
Perfect. Well,
That's good. Yeah, but I think in the terms of the role of mayor, yeah. you are fulfilling that role.
But
yeah. So it's not Oliver or Barry.
Yeah.
As mayor, you are fulfilling the role of mayor.
Yeah, that's
okay?
It.
Okay. So yeah, I have obligations to fulfil that role in the appropriate way.
Yeah.
But there are constraints on that.
Yeah.
So a good example is that. Certainly for Warwick, I can't be inviting myself to this and that.
No.
Any invites, anything the mayor does, goes through the town office.
Goes through the town office and it comes to your...
In Whitnash, the mayor couldn't do his job without Catherine, our admin assistant.
Yeah.
She organises our life.
You need a good team behind you. You really do need a good team.
And they then, your team, whether it's Catherine or your...
Angela.
Yeah. Would Jane. Receive the invitation...
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, may go back and ask questions about whether they'd like you to speak or wear the chain or just to get that.
The initial thing,
get the diary sorted.
Your admin staff will send it to you and say, can you do this?
Mm.
And sometimes you can't because you've got other commitment.
Mm.
And that's what happens when you're deputy mayor. If the mayor's going on holiday, can you do this one?
So then you pass
it on. Sometimes it works and you can do it.
Yeah,
but they keep the diary.
Yeah.
And they organise all the invites
and
give you a nudge a few days before.
Well, yes, that's right. And I think a really good team also will help you assess whether you are engaging in too much.
Yeah.
They are.
I guess there are certain events that you know are going to come around every year.
Yeah.
So the team will have them logged and saying, hang on.
Mop fair, Victorian evening.
Okay, right.
They have the experience that we don't.
So that's the way that wisdom gets passed on from new mayor to new mayor.
Yes.
Interesting. But actually, the other thing is, I guess. It'd be very easy to get confused with like the mayor of the West Midlands, Andy Street, or the mayor of London, like Sadiq Khan, to think you have ultimate executive power.
There is
a perception of that, yes.
I think we're really a figurehead when we're mayor.
Yeah.
We're there to be to be seen.
Yes.
Because how many times would you go to the events, how many times would say your councillor is not mayor or deputy be seen at that. The idea of inviting the mayor because they want somebody to come who they know be seen and they might be able to get publicity out of it.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
There's a clear distinction between the role of, say, like Andy Street and a city mayor. I think they have longer terms, they have more executive powers, they're like a full-time role. And it's interesting what you're saying, Barry, about mayors at kind of town parish level. Some are working full-time, like I am, and some aren't. I think we probably haven't met so much because I'm busy during the working day.
Do you also, correct me if I'm wrong, you have charities that you want to fundraise for, don't you, through your year?
Yeah.
Take me through that and what's involved. How do you fundraise? How do you even choose the charities? I'll go with you first, Barry. How do you select your charities
in
for
hard
your
times
year?
I decided there was any one charity to do, and that was to carry on the one my predecessor Adrian Bart did, food bank. And I did the food bank for a year.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'd go around to events and people who have collections.
Very good.
On here. I even had the hardship of having to sit in a pub for 2.5 hours.
That's tough
and listen
duty.
To music. It
tough
was really
duty.
Hardship.
Yeah.
And they,
but all for a good cause, Barry.
They all had a whip round and they gave me £140 for the food bank. By the end of the year, with various other things that happened, I think I'd raised £2,800 in a year for
the
food bank.
That's extraordinary. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a real difference, doesn't it?
I was also using things I did under my other hat, not as councillor, but the old history thing, Leamington history, going around doing talks and walks to people and I'd give you a donation and do it that way. And that's what I thought I'd do.
That touches a lot of lives very, very powerfully. So you selected that, and that's how you go about your fundraising.
Yeah.
And people understand that. And it is part of the tradition, is it, Oliver, of being mayor, that you have your charity or charities?
Yes, you are invited at the beginning of your term to choose charities. It's usually two in Warwick that you wish to be recognised as a mayor of charities.
Yeah.
Essentially how that works is over the mayoral year when there are more general fundraising events. For example, there are collections at the Mop Fair or like other dinners. And then guests are invited to contribute if they wish to the mayoral charities.
Yeah.
So who have been your charities during this year and how are you going about fundraising? Do you ask people or do you pass a plate round? I mean, how does it work?
Okay, so the two charities that I went for this year are Safeline, based in Warwick, and they do an amazing job of supporting people of all ages who have suffered sexual abuse or sexual violence.
Extraordinary. Mm.
I first became involved with them, I think it was a couple of years ago. I just went to... I was around during the day, which is like not often, and councillors were invited to a fundraising event for them. Mm-hmm. So I just went along and learned more about what they do there. Mm-hmm. A really dedicated, passionate team there. Mm-hmm. So, in terms of fundraising, because they're so active and dynamic, mm. I think it's sometimes just best to leave it to them.
Yeah,
you know. So for Safeline, for example, I've got the Safeline Day, which is next Saturday.
So you promote their fundraising days or activities and webs links and various things everywhere you go or whenever you put something out.
So next Saturday morning, I'll be there in the Market Square in Warwick.
Are you going to dress up? Do something crazy for them this year?
I may turn up in robes and a chain.
I hear one of our councillors in the district is going to be supporting them this year.
Oh, great.
Doing 30 challenges in 30 days to celebrate 30 years or something of Safeline.
Yes, it's their 30th anniversary next year or early next year.
Yes, whether our chair will allow her to do quite what she wants to do, which is to wear a banana costume to the council meeting, will be another matter. But we'll see.
Why not? I may let that one go.
Yeah. Well, that's where the discretion is, and in this case, it'll be the chair of Warwick District's discretion. Okay, but hopefully Sydney will see that. So
yeah. Okay, and the other charity that I've chosen for this year is Molly Ollie's.
Yes, another brilliant.
Also based in Warwick.
Yeah,
and they do an amazing job of supporting families and children where the child often has terminal illness. Mm-hmm. That's just a obvious, perfect case of where a fairly kind of modest charity with the right, you know, passion behind it, with limited resources can make a huge difference to individuals' lives.
So you check out the charities, and when you know you're coming to be mayor, you then announce these are your charities for the year. And then you, through the role, Barry, you promote what you're doing for the year and hopefully raise significant sums of money.
I was pleased at the end of the year.
You must have been. I'm sure the food bank was.
Came for the mayor making to take the cheque.
Very good.
You don't do it for the glory or anything. You do it because you can do it and you can make a difference.
It's
good to have a single event for each charity, a major event each year, which is the focus of the fundraising, essentially.
I was doing all sorts of things. I was going uninvited to events on just to say the mayor was there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Naughty, I know, but that was it. So, like 8 crash jubilee parties.
This is what mayors get up to, their gate crash jubilee parties. I love it.
It was good and get around. I did an event in Leamington.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I got Alan Bowes' permission.
Okay.
You get a fair amount of discretion, don't you?
Yeah.
So within the confines of the role, you are allowed to make it your own.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the beauties of it.
Yeah.
So whatever time and energy
you want to put into it.
You want to do things a bit different, a bit quirky. Mm-hmm. So last year, for example, when I first heard about Safeline, I was going to jump out of the plane anyway for my daughter's 18th. But what was a plane to raise money for? It was just for my daughter. And the experience. But I thought, well, why not use that to raise money for Safeline?
Yeah.
You know, and so...
And you survived the experience, clearly.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, that would have been quite a front
page. You have to grab every opportunity.
Yeah.
Because it's not for you, it's for the charity you're working for.
But I doubt there are many people in our community that would have as wide a perspective and understanding of all the not-for-profits, the charities, the schools, the way things fit together. Mm. So, I mean, if I'm wanting to learn about what's going on in Whitnash...
Yeah.
it'd be a great idea to go and have a chat to the mayor or in Warwick, yeah, because
totally,
you
totally.
Are, got your fingers on, well, on the pulse, really, haven't you?
I was quite surprised because I was finding out things going on in Whitnash that I didn't realise were happening.
Right.
And it's all the volunteer groups that sort of, they work below the radar, a lot of them.
Yeah.
I discovered there was a cafe in St Margaret's Church every Monday morning, right, where musicians came and volunteered, play music. You'd have people there with dementia. People with learning difficulties, and they'd all get up dancing, they'd be playing instruments, it was great. And they'd have a collection every week and give the money to the food bank.
Yeah,
and one thing and that, and you gradually find out that my great thing, I keep saying this to everybody, the world doesn't work without volunteers anymore.
Totally.
That's
totally
true.
Yeah, and I think what it gives you, because you may have heard of these groups, charities, events, But in Evola's mayor, you actually get to see how they work, and you get to meet the people that make things happen. And what really strikes you is the energy and the passion and the dedication that what is like just people have, and they do it day in, day out. And that's one of the real privileges of being mayor. You it really opens your eyes to some of the great work that's done out there in your community.
It's very easy when you're a councillor and you're attending meetings and you're doing all this, and you think, and then when you go out there, especially as a man, you start meeting all these groups, you realise there's a lot. They're not within your encompass when you're doing your council stuff.
So true. All you're seeing is reports and meetings and scrutiny
and minutes. And
your head's in the papers rather than with
but
the people.
But you're not
sometimes
actually seeing the physical side of it.
And the change that is made to local communities. For example, like school children, like learning instruments for the first time, realising they have a voice.
It is one of the defining features of our country. And one of its great strengths, we saw that particularly during COVID, is the importance of our volunteers and a third sector, it's called. And I think it's often taken for granted, actually. And we should. And I know there's been a real, recently, quite a lot of difficulty in getting people to sign up and be volunteers for different community activities.
Carver are very good.
They are good, very good. I agree.
Carver are excellent.
Yeah.
That's the real strength of this country.
And so your part of your role is possibly saying thank you to these people and patting them on the back and showing some formal recognition for their work. Is that...
We can give verbal thanks, but words are just words. I think that the more effective and respectful way to show your appreciation is by understanding what they do, engaging in a genuine way and showing genuine interest in what they do, and trying to help facilitate to take their work further.
So connecting them with somebody
absolutely.
Else.
And give them a chance to use you and any other.
Totally.
Using publicity.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, the publicity, but also given your experience, you might be able to connect them with somebody else to help them resolve whatever their problem is.
I went to one school. And
you could be a force for good. You can be a real force for good.
There was one of the schools that I went to where they'd got a massive field, and they got an old pond which had been dried up in trees, and they were, after I'd been round, they wrote to me and said, do you have any idea where we could get funding? So I put them onto the Wildlife Trust.
Very good.
And gave them some addresses, chatted to all my fellow councillors, anybody had any more, and I sent back and said, the council hasn't got the money to do it, but if you try these, you might be able to get grants off X, Y, Z, and if you're doing water, try Severn Trent.
Yes, good call.
Because they've got that big charity organisation.
They do,
And it's about passing your knowledge on, isn't it?
It is.
But then you've, and I assume something happened there with that pond, didn't it?
They were going through the process, but you know what it's like trying to get funded.
I do. I've had many years.
It's like drawing teeth.
It can be. But again, it's one of those pieces that persistence pays off, and with your support, that can make a big difference.
And I must admit, each of the schools I went to, they said you can come back any time.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, but in terms of networking, what you say is so right about helping put people in touch with each other.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to do in Warwick is to get people involved in who are currently involved in the arts, we're promoting events, to come together more and coordinate a more focused art scene for Warwick. Because I think there are lots of terrific and effective organisations in Warwick who do their own thing really well.
But I
think Leamington has a distinctive artistic community.
It does.
Very much so.
Particularly with its festivals, you know, the Art in the Park, etc.
Creative Quarter.
Creative Quarter work.
You've got a good man in there in Leamington with Jonathan Branson.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
He's excellent.
I'd love to see the same in Warwick.
So you're also sort of a promoter, really, for your town in a way, particularly when you go elsewhere. You try and connect the good officers like Jonathan with Whitnash's interests.
I'm going to come to the Civic Centre.
There you go. So, and that's a wonderful asset. That's a new facility for Whitnash, which is brilliant. But again,
he was really impressed with the mural.
There you go.
The carving.
And so that's interesting. So it's that soft power, really, you've got as a mayor, where you can tap someone on the shoulder or connect them with someone that will help make something happen.
I first met Jonathan when he started, and he'd been going around town talking to everybody about Leamington, and everybody got telling him, you ought to talk to Barry Franklin.
Yeah, it's because of your, just to explain for listeners, your experience in the history of Leamington. Yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
And I finally went to see him, and he got one sheet of paper, and when I finished, he had eight. And he always gets in touch with me ever since.
You should go on one of your tours.
I see him walking around Leamington. Hello, Barry.
Yeah, it is good.
It's about networking. Yeah. And even though I live in Leamington, but I'm on Whitnash, I'm always trying to work both into whatever I do.
Well, I think we all need to recognise that, you know, with towns like Leamington and indeed Warwick, they are civic centres, really. Yeah. I mean, Warwick has such a history. I always find it amusing as an Australian, as I understand it, that there are more people sent to Australia, transported from Warwick Crown Courts than any other Crown Court in the West Midlands,
really?
Apparently. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
And if they didn't go to Australia, they went to Gallows Hill. So I think about when I visit the dungeon in Warwick, which I have, and I thought, crikey, that's a few ancestors that went through there.
Warwick has such tremendous heritage.
Yeah.
You can't look at it all with rose-tinted glasses.
Similar but different. I mean, you look at Leamington's heritage is so rich and diverse and more Victorian in many ways, but very interesting. Elephants bathing in the Leam. I mean, who'd have thought? You know, I mean, but it was very colourful, the juxtaposition between Leamington Priors as was and Warwick as the civic
royal town
and the royal and so it's a fabulous history,
and there's so much there. You look at there's about 38 blue plaques in Leamington now for anything from an explorer and somebody wrote hymns to somebody who played football for England and Arsenal
or a rock band
I don't know how many blue plaques we have in Warwick, but I opened one today.
Unveiled.
That's the word. So that was for a World War II fighter ace, Newell Orton, who was, I think, the first pilot, RAF pilot in the Second World War to be awarded DFC and BAR.
Wow. Okay. Distinguished.
Yeah.
So we've just had the anniversary of the Battle of Britain. So
It was a great privilege to be there this morning.
To Remembrance Day.
Yeah. Very true. But I think it's often forgotten too that with Warwick and Leamington together, and we could even include Whitnash as well.
Wow.
That is more than half the population of Coventry.
Yeah.
Its scale and weight, if you like, as far as a conurbation.
We're probably touching nearly 9,000-10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at Leamington now. It's over 50,000.
It is.
And growing.
Similar with Warwick.
And
as well,
why is it growing? Because we're in such wonderful positions around here. Even Whitnash gets in on this.
Yeah.
We've got such wonderful transport links. We've got the railway that works when they're working. And we've got everything else. Motorways all over the country.
Great connectivity.
And I think what came through most clearly during COVID was the strength of our community.
Yeah.
And that means that, you know, it makes it a fabulous place to live. And then we celebrated the Commonwealth Games straight out of COVID, somehow managed to get that to work.
That was
down to our volunteers. That was down to the strength of our
community. That shows resilience, determination, to come together in spite of COVID, to make the community work still.
We did an art competition for the Commonwealth Games, and we had all these prizes lined up for the schools for the different years.
Yeah.
And I was given the prizes out accompanied by the MP.
Yeah.
And so this one little lad come up, I said, this is your prize. He didn't want the little prize, he wanted the chocolates.
Then
every time I see him now, you gave me chocolates.
Smart lad.
And the kids to remember. And it's great that we do community and get people out to know it.
But also in your roles, you must be very aware that you sort of stand on the shoulders of those who've gone before you, that the mayors who've worked your patch have and nurtured and supported the community, you need to pick up their work and then add your, as you said earlier, your particular flavour to it, if you like, and then make it in a good place to hand on for the next man.
We hand on to the next man and the next man.
It's important to enjoy it.
In a final comment sense, what would you like your legacy to be, dare I say? From I know, Barry, you're coming into your mayoral year or another mayoral year. But I'm going to start, so I'll let you think for a minute. But, Oliver, what would you like your legacy to be from your time as Mayor of Warwick?
Well, if there's one particular thing, and I'm working on it now, it is to bring actors in the artistic creative scene in Warwick to come together as a cohesive body in whatever form that could take. And I'm talking to the District Council Arts team. I'm talking to the Schools Foundation, Lord Leven.
Connecting all these different stakeholders and groups to try and enable that to happen.
Create synergies. Because we have these tremendous events in Warwick, the Folk Festival, the Lord Leicester Hospital has just opened again, that's a new exciting venue. Warwick are Singing Town, Warwick Words, coming soon. We have all these fantastic events, but I think each of the Folk Festival, I did folk dancing in
the,
as part of this year's Folk Festival.
I bet you didn't expect that to be on the job description for the year, but there you go.
Why not? I join the Morris dancers. Go through the mugs, it's great.
You need to get to the Nelson Club, by the way. It's the 50th anniversary of Northern Soul. And the Nelson Club actually have got a fabulous dance floor down there. And I bet you they're cooking down there tonight. So that's...
Thank you.
Keep the diversity in your cultural mix. It's not all highbrow. There's some fabulous...
I remember going to Wigan for Northern Soul.
Yeah. It was 50th anniversary, apparently, of
Northern
Soul. This weekend.
I may check that out.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Nelson Club is bopping this weekend.
They have a good dance floor there, don't they?
They have a fabulous dance floor. So, Barry, you for Whitnash, what would you... Because you're coming in. I know if you're thinking about over the coming year, what would you hope?
Well, as mayor, I hope they think I've done my best. And that's the thing. I'd have visited so many. I didn't hand much over. I did nearly every event I could.
Bless you.
I wanted to get involved. And I hope they think I did my best. Might have been slightly unorthodox in some cases. But I went out there and I talked to the people. And I still get people now stopping me and say, "Hello, mayor." I say, "I'm not mayor at the moment."
But you're quite distinctive. You wear quite colourful clothing and things like that.
Colourful shirt,
You can't miss you, Barry. There's no hiding.
Yeah, well, I'm big as well.
That helps. But
after I'd been to one of the schools one day, I was walking, doing one of my walks around, see if there's any problems. And I walked past this school, and this one lad in the playground shouts out, "There's the mayor!" And they all rushed over to the railings to say hello. And I thought, I've made a difference somewhere.
There you go.
That's the main thing, is to make a difference.
It is, yeah. And it's great to see that in people's eyes, you know. But particularly children, when you come you go along, you know, and you show an interest.
Yeah.
So I was at Leamington Warwick Sea Cadets and had an inspection event yesterday evening. Got involved with it's a great recycling activity that they're doing, like plastic bricks I've never heard of before. Plastic bottles and kind of stuff along, you know, like just bits of plastic, and then it goes off to be compressed, and that goes into housing. So just to talk to some of the cadets there about what they were doing. Yeah, they're really engaged, and you could tell they were really appreciative. They felt special. The fact that the mayor was going along and showing an interest, and
it does. It gives a positive strength and reinforcement to the very things that make up.
The other
society.
Thing I liked as mayor was actually visiting all these different places.
Yeah.
Wonderful towns like Ulster. Ulster's wonderful.
Yeah.
And they have their civic dinner in a 600-year-old hall.
It's extraordinary.
Each town does things slightly differently, which is interesting as well.
And it took me back to my early work days working around there. It was great. And I really enjoyed it.
Super. Well, Councillor Barry Franklin, thank you very much for coming in today and sharing your reminiscence and future aspirations to be mayor of Whitnash. Councillor Oliver Jakes, thanks. Good to see you, Oliver. Thanks for coming in and sharing your story as well as the current mayor of Warwick. It's been a pleasure to have you both with us here today at The Local Point. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
It's been great having you join our conversations today. Please share any comments or pose questions for future episodes by email to localpoint@icloud.com. Thanks for joining us.